Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Again, we're on all the different channels. We'll probably start posting on YouTube and Facebook again, just because it looks like we may not get censored. Who knows? But best way to get us is usually through Rumble. It's probably the best way. And X, you'll get our shows. But the I wanted to start off the show. We tried to play this last time and we had several power failures, both right at 8 o'clock, both nights we had during the show, right before the show, power went out mysteriously, and they can't figure out why. But it seems like they really don't want this message to get out. So the last week's show kind of was up and down, power on and off, generators going on, then going off. It was like crazy. And so obviously somebody's really going to great lengths to stop this message from getting out. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and play the message that in yesterday's show. And so let's go ahead and play that message again. No one can stop this. I'm just the messenger. Most masters from all cultures and religions speak of universal law, universal peace, brother sister love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. All religions were designed originally to unify the people to live in peace and harmony with each other and nature. Sadly, most governments and religions have been compromised. They divide the people and perpetuate war, disease, enslavement, and poverty ruled by self-serving oligarchs. This is all coming to an end, and no one can stop what is coming. Many who have been blessed with abundance realize this and are shifting their energies and assets towards the planetary liberation, the awakening and healing process. If one is filled with lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth, they will not be frequency specific. They will not fare well in the days to come. Most will lose everything, their kingdoms and their lives. They will not make the ongoing shift, the rise in frequencies, and that is exponentially increasing. If you want to know your future, just be brutally honest with yourself with impeccable integrity. Look at your words, your beliefs, and actions. Measure them against universal law. All actions outside of universal law will create a reaction. Some call it karma. Now is the time to direct assets and energies towards the Great Awakening, the planetary liberation of humanity and the Earth. This will determine your future. I want to share a little secret concerning contact. Contact with off-world visitors and higher dimensional beings has been going on for over 450,000 years on Earth. Your prophets, saints, and sages, those that rose to the occasion, had contact. It's the same today as it was yesterday. Reason this: disclosure has been going on for 70 plus years. It has evolved to, are UFOs real, to a fuzzy tic-tac. There are people being contacted. They know all about the intentions and cultures of off-world beings. Many know them by their names personally. Ufology is a controlled narrative, which is why all the masses, all they have to look at is a fuzzy tic-tac right now. Most who have been contacted and are working with malevolent off-worlders control the narrative. They censor, in some cases with deadly force, those working with the benevolent off-worlders. And that, my friends, is why the masses are left with a fuzzy tic-tac. They're unaware of the benevolent off-worlders returning, your ancient ancestors. And I'm going to let you in on another secret. The Earth has been colonized by star nations since it could sustain life. Many had to start over as primitives due to cataclysms from great wars to massive volcanoes, eruptions, tsunamis, and pole shifts. These megaliths are greeting cards from the past. These ancient ancestors are returning. They are contacting now as before those who have risen to the occasion, those who live a life in service, those who live according to universal law, and those who are kind and loving. These are the people being contacted. The malevolent ETs are contacting and working with those who are self-serving, those who lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and nature. There is a multidimensional spiritual war unfolding. Most are totally unaware of it. I've been shot at, I've had my brake lines cut, lug nuts loosened, I've had my character assassinated through false accusations. I've been backstabbed and censored, you know, even by those in the spiritual and UFO community. Those that compete, play the one-upmanship game on the backs of others, and participate in the censorship and the controlled narrative. It's a multi-billion dollar industry that thrives on keeping the suspense going without answering the basic questions. Are they real? Who are they? And why are they here? It's rotten to the top. We should all be unified, not divided. This is soon coming to a close, and humanity and the Earth will be liberated. Real disclosure is coming from the skies, despite the efforts of the censors, the morally and integrally challenged. Those blocking contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are financed by the tyrants, the war and disease profiteers, dark hearts, who have sold their souls to negative forces seen and unseen. It's time to ask the question, why would anyone block contact with advanced races that have transcended war, disease, and poverty? In the interests of national security, wouldn't it be wise to align with the benevolent ones? Those possessing the real power, the real wisdom, the highest levels of technologies. Good hard look at the morality and integrity challenge leadership presently on Earth answers that question. Why this knowledge has been kept from all of us. As will be revealed, the masks are all coming off. You know, the deception and tyranny are coming to a close, and it's the destiny of humanity and the Earth to join the greater family of man throughout the multiverse. Efforts against this are in vain. Those participating in it will experience the boomerang effect. They will not be happy campers in their light review, so it's best to make amends beforehand. People keep asking what these benevolent off-worlders are saying. This is it. No one can stop this. I'm just the messenger. So it's a very, very power-packed message, and there's so much more to this message, and we are working on a movie and another documentary, so these things take funds, and so we really need extra funds to get that going. So if anybody would like to donate to getting this message out and actually seeing the bigger picture about, you know, who's who in the universe, who's coming in, who's helping, what's going on. The whole enchilada, it's going to be in this documentary and in the movie as well. So anyway, if you want to help with that, that would be awesome. There's so much in the news today. There's some things I didn't want to cover because they were so ugly. I'm just going to leave them alone. But, you know, we all know there's a mass exodus of Democrats either quitting or moving over to the Republican Party. So it looks like the progressive left is totally imploding right now. And, you know, they're going to do some heavy stuff on the way out. So, you know, many have made it clear the DNC has strayed, you know, far away from serving the people and now serve oligarchs and the morally challenged. So, you know, they're walking lockstep with the global elites and the Take Down America plan, bankrupt, demoralize, depopulate, make everyone, you know, dependent and enslaved with giveaways that you pay for with higher taxes now in the future. So it's that old you will own nothing and be happy agenda. And they're playing that out again. So anyway, the main platform of the DNC is I hate Trump. And that's it. they've done everything on every level to screw up America, and they don't have a platform. All they have is
I hate Trump, you know. That's it, you know. They blame Trump for all their failures. You know, they've had 3.5 years. We're in the condition we're in right now because of them, and they can't blame Trump for everything they've done. So anyway, they're trying to fast track us into World War III, and they're trying to send more long range deadly weapons to Ukraine, you know, which already lost the war basically. And they're trying to launch a civil war in America, basically, you know. So it's like, you know, what's happening in Aurora, Colorado is just the beginning, with illegal alien gangs taking over cities. And just for a heads up, you know, ETs will probably neutralize any nuclear weapons. So I don't think that's going to be a reality. You know, Russia destroyed NATO's high-tech army in moments, basically. They cut off their supply lines and have them surrounded in Kursk. Most Ukrainian troops are either dead, wounded, or surrendering, basically. The other foreign troops that join them will be severely dealt with. You know, if you're on foreign oil, I mean, foreign oil, if you're on foreign soil and you're trying to take over a country, you know, we know how that turns out. You know, you're basically a spy, or you know, and you're there trying to take down an existing country. So that's not going to work out too well for them. I doubt if they will surrender, because it's going to get pretty ugly. But basically now, whatever arms, planes, tanks, troop carriers, and artillery that's being sent is destroyed on the ground before it even gets to the front line. So despite what fake news is telling you, these, even the F-16s are not faring well against the Russian missiles and their advanced aircraft. So the only ones winning, you know, are basically the war industries and their puppets. You know, that's the only one winning in this one. So, you know, this is going to come to an end. Ben Carson and Candace Owens are just kicking butts and taking names. And be sure to listen to them. You know, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, now endorsing Trump, are also giving incredible speeches concerning ending government overreach, authoritarianism, you know, tyranny, censorship, all this, everything that's coming from the president administration. So hopefully they'll all receive high positions in the future. Looks like Japan and other countries are apologizing to their people for distributing the neither safe or effective vaccines, with ever-increasing deaths and adverse side effects from the experimental injection, otherwise known as a depopulation weapon. So the latest evidence is proving the vaccine companies were fully aware of the adverse effects and the increasing mortality rate. So meanwhile, in America, they've given the new improved experimental injections the green light, pushing them on children, ignoring the data despite massive lawsuits in process. The media is silent as the sudden deaths of children soar, you know, especially according to the Irish Light, another newspaper. So all this stuff is getting out globally. You know, other people are starting to talk about it, and it can't be stopped. But you know, one thing that the media is not being silent on is continuous false accusations now and before, the majority of which have been debunked. I mean, again, it goes under the I hate Trump category, and they'll say anything to win. It's unbelievable. No integrity whatsoever there. So the latest false accusation is Trump called the Israeli prime minister and said, don't create a ceasefire or free the hostages before he gets into office. This is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. So anyway, it's already been debunked, proven to be 100% false. Just more deception from the TDS lamestream media. Deep state judges and leaders are also going after Elon Musk, owner of X, and Pavel Durov, owner of Telegram, to shut down free speech. Insiders are saying this is sponsored by the highest levels in the White House. So we already know that there were heavily involved in Google and YouTube and Facebook. I mean, that's a given. It's already been admitted to. So you know, under this present administration, I know it's going to continue or probably get worse. But we'll see. Congress is starting to look like a boxing ring, as courageous politicians have had enough, and they're calling out the unlawful, un-American insanity of the Dems. Major Taylor Greene, you know, she almost put the boxing gloves on with occasional Cortex. I hate to say it, but Greene's pretty buffed. I mean, that I don't want to see anybody fighting, but I think I know who'd win on that one. Lauren Boebert is also in the ring as well. You know, she's really, I think we should have like Monday night women's congressional boxing, and then everybody would take interest in government again. So, but anyway, back to UFOs. UFOs are appearing over California, Florida, Arizona, especially in Washington State. And there's new that's coming out that the mainstream actually is kind of covering is the massive sightings that in Washington State. And what's funny is that they're really trying to discredit that. They've got their debunkers and their left brain. They just want to see something metal, you know, those guys coming out and trying to debunk that, but it's not working. So anyway, he said we've filmed literally thousands of ships in the past few months, and reports of landings are also coming in. And it really looks like the poser disclosure, fuzzy tic-tac controlled narrative is pretty much over. Better evidence is appearing everywhere on social media. So just search the latest UFOs, you know, Google it and you'll be there for hours. The ships are showing up everywhere, but you won't hear this through the movement anyway. And last, I want you to contemplate what an advanced off-world civilization that has transcended war, disease, poverty. You know, they got free energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. You know, what would they do to the war and disease profiteers and the fuel industry? You know, and you know the whole energy industry thing. You know, it's like, you know, what if they came down with a little box, said, "Here, this will power your city." You know, just plug it in. You know, that is possible. Believe me, it's already here. But they've got, you know, you have to reason this. You know, why are they so against spiritually and technologically advanced off-world civilizations making contact and getting a message out? I mean, the poser disclosure community is just, they do everything they can to shut down that message. And so pay attention to that, because that message is going to be in your skies. It already is in your skies, but it's going to be seen everywhere. That's going to end the controlled narrative poser disclosure movement. So anyway, you really think about what that would do to all that. So now you know why we don't have contact with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors. This also explains who is blocking it, along with a quantum leap in evolution that would come if we did make contact. So when this is the thing gets me, when you see children suffering and dying in a hospital with in a cancer ward, veterans missing limbs, you know, the abject poverty going on right now, people losing their homes and their jobs and everything, and you see this, you know, you just go, folks, we are a collapsing civilization and we need some help. So these technologies are putting an end to all that. So you know, I don't see how any decent human being can block these cures, you know, or the solutions. So, but there are a lot of indecent people void of humanity and non-human puppets out there. So we have to look at that. That's what's going on. Speaking of suffering, both Google and Facebook were involved in extreme censorship concerning world-renowned doctors and scientists warning concerning the vaccines, as well as election tampering. So Zuckerberg, in a written statement, said he was pressured by the Biden administration to donate $400 million and censor conservatives, doctors, scientists who express concerns about the vaccine, aka the experimental injection. You know, have not heard from Google. So they're both in the sights of Congress right now. So rumors have it Google may have been taken over by the White Hats. So the time will tell. We'll post this on Google and see what happens on YouTube. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. We'll know if they have taken over. If we post this show, it'll stay up. If they haven't taken over, it'll be taken down immediately. And this is just in: Michigan refused 700 Republicans to oversee the elections, allowing only 50, and they granted 2,300 Democrats the right to oversee the elections. So fraudulent ballots are already appearing in local elections, with some states cleaning up the rolls of dead people and illegals, including the easily hacked voting machines. So it's not a matter of if the Dems are going to cheat again. You know, it's a matter of how much will they get away with, and will the landslide be enough? I mean, that's what we're looking at right now, if we have an election, if we get there. So anyway, as far as contact with spiritually and technology off-world worlders, you know, it's time for the socially engineered and the spiritually ignorant that live in fear due to religious beliefs or the latest Hollywood programs. You know, ETs are going to kill and eat you, you know, all these movies. It's time to wake up. I mean, that's all conditioning. And you know, it's time to join the rest of the universe in peace. The world's going to play a game here real soon. How big is your God? So might want to go back and watch Cocoon, you know, ET and Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind. Or, you know, read my books basically. Go to eSETI.org or Lulu.com and watch the documentaries at eSETI, Stargate TV. And if you really want some enlightened, balanced programming, go there. It's just truth programming, basically. And the last topic I want to cover is universal peace. And Mother Mary said it very clearly. She said, universal peace will not come through religions or governments, but through the hearts and minds of the people. I think we might could add freedom and prosperity, and everything is going to come through the hearts and minds of the people, not through governments and religions. You know, it's not going to happen that way. So anyway, one has to transcend all religious and cultural boundaries to become enlightened. And this does not mean you have to give up Jesus. It means you have to expand your image of God and Jesus, or Yeshua ben Joseph, you know, which is his real name. And so anyway, we have to realize that a lot of we've been taught has been altered, changed, and we've been socially engineered for some time now. I mean, some of this goes back, you know, 400,000 years plus. So we have to kind of like release the past, you know, forgive. And just be open to new information. And as long as it's aligned with the universal law, great. You know, if it's trying to perpetuate another external God, another religion, you know, other than the loving, joyous creator within everyone and everything, it's time to just walk away from that. You know, it's getting old. So a lot of people are, again, are just being, they're struggling, they're getting hammered by unseen negative influences. They're seeing things as the veils get thinner, things are coming through that they never saw before. I've seen anything from I don't know where to start, to be honest with you. I've seen these demonic energies, villains, guys, weird guys wearing skulls. You know, it's like there's a lot going on out there right now, and that's all coming up to be healed and cleared. So as the veils get thinner, we're going to be seeing a lot of this stuff. And you know, they call it the shadow people, or the things outside the corner of your eye and things like that. So it's really important not to get into fear when this happens, and make your own personal connection with Creator, and then call on that and do this clearing. So the best way to heal and release unseen negative influences is to make friends with the multidimensional benevolent influences. And so you can call on God, Creator, Great Spirit, any of the known ascended masters, and do the healing unseen negative entities prayer. And it's universal and it works, you know. And we're going to go ahead and give you that prayer. We made a video of it so it can be out there for everybody. And if you use this prayer, use it in your home, use it on your kids, use it in your businesses. You can pray for the government. It's not a trespassing prayer. It's just a prayer that heals these unseen negative influences. And so, you know, we really, really need to get a more awakened, spiritually connected leadership going on this planet, because right now we're going down that New World Order vortex cesspool. You know, I'm going right to the septic tank basically. But anyway, hopefully, you know, we can turn all this around. They missed one thing, you know, you can't censor the soul, and people's souls are being activated everywhere. They can censor your mind, everything else, but the souls are waking up and they're being activated, and that they didn't count on. So that will be the downfall, you know, of the tyranny and all those who align with it. But anyway, here's the prayer.
We have a saying at Eseti, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. It's very important right now to clear any unseen negative influences because they affect us. There can be a lot of sickness, a lot of accidents, a lot of sadness, emotional outbursts. You have bad thoughts going into your head and things like that. Well, these unseen negative influences can affect your mental and emotional bodies, and a lot of people don't even know why they are upset and what's going on. So it's kind of like epidemic right now through this process, this awakening healing process we're going through. And so we have a little prayer we use to remove all unseen negative influences. And it's important to do, you know, do it with your children, do it with your home, your family, your business. It doesn't manipulate anything. All it does is clear out any unseen negative influences. And so, and you just pray that everything works out in the highest and best good. And here's the prayer. We welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you from the Lord God of our being, telling you all you're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect place. Go in peace.
No, look at that. Look like you're running the highway right now. I don't know, bro.
Okay,
ni idea. I mean, no se mueve de ahí.
That's crazy. ¿Será verdad?
No.
Evidencia de un UVN y UAP grabado por J. Balvin Canta, el autor, grabado el día 10 de abril del 2014.
Y la gente ahí como si nada jugando, la gente jugando como si nada,
Ay, para que veas que sí coge el celular, se va a
desmayar.
El pelo y el yo.
Perro, la primera vez que veo una cosa de esa.
Pillo.
¿Qué se hizo? Allá arriba.
No, son los nuevos
Tesla.
Pero,
en la DAM nos encanta ser parte de sus celebraciones. Por eso queremos felicitar a una princesa muy especial llamada Ana Sofía, quien se encuentra hoy cumpliendo años. Te deseamos muchas bendiciones y que seas muy feliz.
Copy that.
Gemini, 11 here, you want 98?
Loud and clear, 7, go ahead.
I'll tell you at 10 o'clock high.
This is Houston, say again, 7.
Okay, I'll tell you at 10 o'clock high.
We have an unidentified flying object.
I'll advise that appears to be coupling. It just seems to be tagging along with us.
Flagrantes de OVNIs pelo mundo.
Thank you.
too.
Oh, I got one.
Hey guys, check out this amazing video of what looks like a flying saucer flying through Bogota, Colombia. The video was captured by a man on an airplane heading back home from the United States to Colombia, when suddenly he was just recording the clouds and this thing appeared out of nowhere. He said that he had no intention of recording a UFO or seen it coming from the distance. He says that this video was absolute luck, and now we want to share it with you guys to ask you guys, what do you think? Check out this amazing UFO sighting in Colombia, guys. Wow. Thanks for watching the video, guys. Don't forget to share, like, and repost, and comment below, guys. I want to know what you think about this.
Thank you.
noche del 15 de junio del 2024, en Hungría, fueron registradas imágenes extraordinarias de la presencia de un enorme objeto que se manifestó en el cielo de esta nación europea. En las imágenes quedó registrado como una enorme estructura discoidal con luces a su alrededor ocupaba una enorme porción del cielo nocturno. Hay quienes incluso hablan de una nave nodriza que se encontraba parcialmente oculta entre las nubes. Pese a ello, en la zona inferior al centro podemos apreciar un núcleo en tonalidad morada. En algunos puntos de este objeto, algunas de las luces parpadean, lo que a decir de algunos analistas, nos permitiría pensar en la posibilidad de que se trataría de la emisión de un mensaje en código. Ante esto, tenemos que preguntarnos, ¿qué es lo que pretenden estos visitantes al situarse de esta manera tan abierta sobre una zona urbana? En Suiza, la noche del 15 de octubre del 2023, fue registrado uno de estos enormes objetos sobrevolando el lago Zurich, lo que causó gran inquietud entre los habitantes de esta localidad. En esta ocasión se observó al enorme objeto con luces girando sobre su propio eje a gran velocidad. En Italia, la noche del 22 de enero del 2021, el joven Massimiliano Di Benedetto reportó la presencia de otra de estas enormes estructuras oculta entre las nubes. El avistamiento tendría lugar en la localidad de Gaeta, en Italia. La peculiaridad de este caso es que este se presentó cuando se desarrollaba una fuerte tormenta eléctrica. Al realizar un gran acercamiento y aplicar un filtro de alto contraste, podemos distinguir la presencia de la gran estructura discoidal con luces. Y una de las más bellas imágenes la tenemos en esta evidencia incontrovertible de la noche del 13 de junio del 2022 desde Brasil, donde fue registrada la presencia de otra de estas descomunales estructuras en forma de disco que se posicionó muy cerca de una construcción. La peculiaridad de esta imagen es que es muy clara y que nos permite observar cómo el visitante se encontraba a muy baja altura. En la zona baja observamos una luz que se mueve de manera misteriosa. Sin duda que al observar estas imágenes, nos queda claro que ya hay un acercamiento, una intención de permitirse observar de tal
those guys. What in the fuck? Oh my god. Holy shit, dude. Oh my god. Dude, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh my god. Dude. I need to get my other camera. Holy shit, dude. All right.
Oh my god, what is that? Oh my god, what is that? Why don't you
сейчас будет пятница, ошибает. Давай, давай, вали отсюда!
Wow, look at that.
Are you picking this up over there? It's really pulsing.
Did you see that?
Wow.
Right. I got that. That came out of the ship.
It looked like it went past it to me.
It originated right in front of the ship, and it went in front. It went out.
Yeah, I saw it very quickly.
I got it on film. I got it coming out of the ship.
That's cool. I saw it live too.
It was like a photon torpedo or something. I don't know what it's what it.
That's exactly what it looked like.
I know. It did. It's like Star Trek out here all over again. I wonder what it was aimed at, or if it's just... There's a ship.
Where?
Just east.
I have a ship right here. This is a ship going right here. It's way up there.
Oh, they're gonna hit.
They're going right at each other.
You see it?
One just hybrid.
Oh my gosh, look at them. They're gonna meet.
Power up. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, there it is.
Ah, three of them are coming together.
Four.
There's four of them.
Woo! Oh my gosh.
That was power in there.
Whoa. Okay.
We got four on film.
Holy crap. Yeah. Those damn satellites don't know where they're going. There's two together. Two still going together.
over here. Right up here. Yeah. There's two together. There's two. There's still. If you look in here. Wow. Yeah, there's still two traveling together. That's awesome.
So there's one pulsing above us, but I don't know what.
There's one pulsing right above us, and then there's
inside my camera.
There's another.
I don't know how to explain it to you.
We're doing the same thing.
Don't do us.
We'll be right back. Wow.
You see these things coming in, the wind right now is coming from the south, and these are flying against the wind. And they're going. The wind's coming from the south, and flying in from the south. Yeah. Look at that.
Here's a plan.